Thank you. We'd like to welcome everybody to our regular city council meeting for January the 22nd. All of our council are present. We will begin our meeting normally with an invocation, but we received word that the pastor is stuck in traffic. So we'll have a moment of silence to begin the meeting, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. And we're happy that we have a scout from Troop 451, Sunil Devaraj, present. So after the moment of silence, we'd invite Sunil to come forward and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand for the moment of silence. Thank you. Sunil, would you please come forward? Yes, right in front of the microphone. Thanks.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much for your help, Sunil. Next item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda, so we'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher to come forward and read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the City Clerk prior to the Council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Arizona Animal Welfare League one-day event, Saturday, February 10th, 816 East Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Peter Quach's Open Your Heart Foundation, two-day event, Friday, February 2nd and Saturday, February 3rd, 1920 West Broadway Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Peter Quach's Open Your Heart Foundation, one-day event, Saturday, February 17th, 1920 West Broadway Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Los Altos Ranch Market, 1118 East Southern Avenue. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Denny's, 10623 East Main Street. Item 4A, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for solid waste disposal, recyclable material processing, and vegetative waste processing services, as requested by the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4B, act on three-year term contract for fire hose for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4C, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for electrical products for various city departments, as requested by the Business Services Department. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase video wall processor system for the Transportation Management Center, as requested by the Transportation Department. Item 4E, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for herbicide application and landscaping services for the Transportation Department. Item 4F, act on three-year term contract for traffic control sign materials and sign imaging for the Transportation Department. Item 4G, act on three-year term contract for transportation amenity cleaning and repair services for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by local streets sales tax. Item 4H, act on new gas regulator station at Greenfield and McDowell Roads. This project is funded by 2014 authorized gas bonds. Item 4I, act on contract for Desert Well Number 20 equipping project. Funding is available in the 2014 authorized water system revenue bond. Item 5A, act on resolution approving small cell wireless terms and conditions and authorizing the city engineer to develop, implement, and amend design standards for wireless facilities in the rights of way to comply with recent changes to state law. Item 5B, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the engineering department for small cell wireless facilities to occupy city rights of way. The fees and charges will be effective February 9th, 2018. Item 6A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept funding from the U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Marshals Service, to Mesa Police Officer Overtime in support of the Joint Law Enforcement Operations Task Force. Item 7A, act on accepting the city's comprehensive annual financial report for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2017. Item 8A, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00309, the 5200 block of East Inverness Avenue on the south side, located east of Higley Road, south of the US 60. This is for a rezone and site plan review for development of a commercial building. Item 8B, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00283, the 7100 to 7300 blocks of East Ray Road, located east of Power Road on the north side of Ray Road. This request will allow for development of an industrial subdivision. And item 8C, introduction of ordinance regarding ZON 17-00432, the 800 and 900 blocks of West Southern Avenue, the 1200 and 1300 blocks of South Extension Road, and the 800 and 900 blocks of West Grove Avenue. This is located at the southwest corner of Southern Avenue and Extension Road. Plan area development and site plan modification to allow development of a new multiple residence building in an existing multiple residence complex. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak on an item on the consent agenda? Okay, that being the case, I see that Mr. Glover has made a motion, seconded by Mr. Thompson. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is items from citizens present. I have one request to speak. Ms. Mickelson, have we received any other requests? Okay. At this time, I'd invite forward Mr. Mark Linder. Mr. Linder, welcome. Please give us your name and address, and you'll have 3 minutes to speak.
Hi, Mark Linder, 21019 East Pickett Street, Queen Creek, Arizona. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Vice Mayor, council members. I'm here today on behalf of the Santan Valley Citizens for Responsible Growth. As you may or may not be aware, there's an incorporation effort underway in the Santan Valley area. And while it is our group's belief that Santan Valley does absolutely need an incorporated area, we're hoping that Mesa Council will pass a resolution to halt the current efforts. There are several reasons why we're reaching out for Mesa's help in halting the current efforts. The two main reasons being the size of the proposed incorporation area and the proposed shoestring budget that the incorporation committee is discussing. The proposed incorporation area is comprised of nearly 70 square miles and more than 110,000 people. This would create the 11th largest city in Arizona. The incorporation committee is believing that they can run this new city on a $30 million a year budget. $30 million is the portion of state shared revenue that the area would receive, and so far it's the only revenue source that the steering committee is citing. To put this into perspective, the 10th, 11th, and 12th largest cities in the state, which are Surprise, Yuma, and Avondale, have budgets of $275, $176, and $204 million, which is quite a bit larger than the $30 million that the steering committee thinks they can run a city that size on. The proposed budget doesn't even appear to be enough to cover law enforcement and road maintenance, which are two key pieces that a city has to provide. Pinal County Sheriff is estimating $16 million for law enforcement, and Pinal County has budgeted $15 million for road maintenance for the area. So just paying for those two necessities will eat up the entire budget plus some. What you're going to end up with is a neighboring city that cannot provide services to its citizens and that will be struggling to survive. As Mesa is within 6 miles of the proposed area, you do have the power to stop the current efforts. The town of Queen Creek has already passed a resolution that outlines areas where the current proposed map does not conform to state statute. However, they're unable to act on halting the incorporation due to the legislation that was passed last year. If you stop the current efforts, you're not preventing the area from incorporating. What you're doing is you're forcing the incorporation committee to go back and look at a smaller area to start with. This will help guide them down the path of successful incorporations, such as we've had with Queen Creek, Gilbert, and even Mesa, which is to start smaller, stabilize yourself, and then grow through annexation as you can afford to take on the new neighborhoods. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Linder. You may know this, but we can't take any action on what you're proposing because it's not on our agenda.
Yep.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Council, that concludes the items on our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Mr. Freeman. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We are adjourned.